We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Of course, we have DJ Nala Simone up here.
Yes.
And we got a special guest in the building. A
lot more money than we seen them last time. Nah. Got a lot more money.
A lot more money.
Nah, Tootsie.
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, brother.
Yo, what's up? What's up?
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man.
Album out. Album doing well.
Yeah, man. We going crazy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Najor?
Yeah.
Was that something backwards?
Nah.
What is it?
Nah, that's my real name.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my real name. So I always told myself, like, when I drop my debut album, it's going to be a self-titled album.
Is that like French?
Yeah, it is.
It is?
Yeah.
You know what it means?
Love and friendship.
Wow.
Yeah.
I always wonder, what is a debut album nowadays? Because you've been out here for a minute. We have heard a lot of music, a lot of
mixtapes, EPs, yeah, all types of records.
Like, how do you know when it's time?
It'd be a different rollout. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? With the debut album, like, we treat everything like an album, but it's a different rollout. It's a different process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we seen 6 label people today, so that's how you know the difference too. Yeah,
shit, Arnold Taylor up here. Arnold up here, you know it must be something different.
CEO don't come outside.
What? Right, right.
yeah. So.
Now, is this album like a Tootsie verse? Your government name is that the play on it?
Nah, it's not really a Tootsie verse. Najor. It's more so like this is who Najor is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, I've been seeing a lot of who Tootsie is, but through the music, I'm gonna tell my story. So, if you go just skim through the album, it'll be stories of my life. It's stories of my life all throughout the album. So, yeah.
You know what your name actually means?
Yeah, love and friendship.
Yo, you just said that. You
see what I tell you?
Attention.
I told you don't listen. Tootsie, you heard me, right? I told you this nigga don't listen.
I type blame all of y'all, though, because, bro, this shit crazy. Waking up at 9 in the morning?
He been up since 4.
I swear I ain't saying nothing about no love and friendship.
She just asked him. What's wrong with you?
Oh,
I heard that part.
Yo.
I definitely heard you ask if it was French.
He daydreaming. daydreaming.
I was looking at your jewelry for a second.
Nah, this shit. The shit you said fake. Yeah, man.
That's the same.
When he
last time, remember? Yeah.
No, you didn't have a Tootsie last time.
I had a Tootsie.
Yeah.
When he put the little
the diamond check on it.
That shit went viral too. Yo, bro. Yeah, that shit was so viral.
He probably looking for the diamond check now. Yeah, I got it back there.
I hide it from him.
I was fucking with him though. It
wasn't
my diamond.
I won't lie though, because
he acted like it didn't work.
Yeah, he was acting like it didn't work. I'm like, hold on, whoa. I'm like, nah, I know my shit now. Oh shit.
Now you had a great first week with your sales. Do you care about first week sales since you have such a strong fan base?
Man, honestly, no. Because it don't matter when something catch off the album. You get what I'm saying? Like, it could catch off the album a year from now. And I mean, as long as it catch, that's all that matter. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like, I mean, man, listen, it's generations with the music, man. And sooner or later, the niggas that's on top ain't gonna be on top. Mm-hmm. They gotta be somebody that come after them. And I'm not in no rush to get nowhere that I already know I'm gonna be at. So, like, the story I already wrote, I'm not tripping on none of that.
How does it feel to have your dream actually fulfilled? Think about when, you know, you first met Arnold and, you know, he telling you these things, and I know you got your own things that you believe, but now it's like, damn.
Man, it's a blessing, bro. It's a blessing, and I'm just happy to be where I'm at. But at the same time, I'm blessed to have the drive that I got, because I'm willing to do a lot of things that other artists not willing to do. I'm hungry. I'm humble. I'm confident. But in all, I'm a good person, and good things come to good people. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's the biggest thing. My personality go a long way. So yeah.
How's the city taking you in?
Man, like hometown?
Yeah.
It's cool. You feel me? Like, it's always love. I ain't no outside person. Mm-hmm. I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't party, I don't do none of that. I ain't into that.
Cause that's one of the hardest, I would say, you know, it's when people are not from New York City, those five boroughs, it's always like it's even harder for them to break, because a lot of people don't accept the fact that it is. So I know you had to deal with that a lot.
Yeah, nah, most definitely. Like coming from upstate, man, like it ain't no love, feel me? But at the end of the day, it's like, so what? Like, people see the problem is people get boxed in, and they start to feel like, you know, where they at is the only thing that's in the world. They try to become, you know, famous in their hometown before they become famous everywhere else. And I took a different route. I'm like, I'm gonna travel the world and I'm gonna get known in all these other places to where it make my name look bigger, and everybody at home gotta respect me. So like, that was the route I took. I mean, from there, we've been killing it.
But do you feel the love back home? Because, you know, your hometown favorite.
Yeah.
It's not too many artists from your hometown, so it's like, you are it. So do you see the love when you walk in and the kids was like, I want to be him, and the old teachers call him like, I remember you. Are you feeling that type of love? Because you deserve it.
Yeah, nah, always, always. Especially, like, in my hometown, like in Syracuse, it's like, man, I'm besides Post Malone, but Post Malone don't really claim Syracuse.
Post Malone, he from Syracuse?
I had no idea.
Post was from Syracuse.
I thought he was from Milwaukee or like Oregon.
Nah,
feels like a Utah.
Utah.
I never thought that. I never knew that.
Don't think up.
Yeah, he was born in Syracuse, and then I guess he moved to like Texas, like right after he was born. But like me, is like I was there for a few years, like. Man, I got moved for a better life, heard. But other than that, it's like, you know, I see the kids. I see the kids in school singing the songs. I mean, everybody still know me for who I used to be back home. You know, my family still rip and run through there. So, yeah, it's life, man. I'm still Najor.
The problem, though, is sometimes, man, they want to keep reminding you that you are Najor. Like, you know, they want a little man you.
Yeah,
you know
that get annoying. But see, I think the good thing is I don't talk to nobody. Like, even from home, and it's not nothing personal, but I feel like at the end of the day, like, it ain't nothing to really talk about. Like, we can't really see people be 50, 30, 40 years old, and they don't got it yet. And I don't got time to be teaching nobody how to live a lifestyle that's right in front of you. I ain't doing that.
Could you even tell somebody how to make it? If somebody asked you right now, man, yo, how do you make it?
I can give you the blueprint, but history don't do nothing but repeat itself. So everything that I tell you, you know what I mean, it's stuff that you could just go out there and see anyways. Like what I'm doing right now, somebody done already did it. Feel what I'm saying? Like, this ain't nothing new that I'm doing. I'm just doing it in a different way. And that's what people gotta understand. Like, it's nothing wrong with studying the game and mimicking what people do and turning it into your own thing. Cause like, at the end of the day, that's what history is. No matter what we do in life, it's in some way, shape, and form, it's always somebody who did it before us. Like, it's too many people in the world. So I feel like at the end of the day, the thing is just go out there and be yourself, and you're going to come to realize being yourself ain't even being yourself.
Right. So, do you feel the pressure, you know, because you talk about how all the kids that follow you, do you feel that pressure of, I got to be a role model, or I got to be this way because I know so many young kids I have as fans?
Nah, well, it's not really pressure. It's for the better. Mm-hmm. It's basically like, you know, I had to sit down and realize the lifestyle I was living before, because like a lot of people don't know Toosie for real. Mm-hmm. Like, not, I ain't even gonna say Toosie. A lot of people don't know Najor. Like, I make the songs about love. I make the songs for the women and stuff and all that shit. But it's like, and in reality, it's like I'm from the bottom of the bottom. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, before I was out here making these songs about these women, I was out here doing the same shit y'all niggas was doing. I was on the same time, but I had to change it because my son came around. And then two, it's like, it wasn't good for me. It was messing up endorsements, brand deals, like all type of stuff. So stuff was getting thrown out the window, and I just had to tighten it up. At the end of the day, it's like, so I feel like it ain't no pressure. It's just for the better.
And you mentioned before, last time you were here, but for somebody who's just hearing you for the first time, why don't you drink or smoke?
Because my granddad, being an alcoholic running my family, you know what I mean? And my granddad used to drink and smoke. And when my granddad got murdered, I had always told myself, like, I ain't never gonna smoke, because it was just something that ain't, I don't know. I feel like if I get high, I'm gonna be moving slow. But I always told myself I ain't never gonna drink or smoke, so I try to stay away from that.
So, on this project, it's very it's just very detailed and personal. Yeah, I'm actually surprised about a lot of things that you mentioned, from like living in a van, you know, taking care of people.
Yeah.
Be in touch, you know, how much you wanted a relationship with your father, you being a father yourself, you really unpacked a lot of real shit. And there's a few bars that I wanted to pull and just kind of have you elaborate on.
What was that?
This one's more like relationship, but we'll get to the other ones. You said, now I'm getting old and it feels better talking about my problems than fucking out your soul.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you went through like a phase with women, and now you're kind of over it, and now you got a lot to vent about.
That's a good bar to pull out. I don't lie. I feel like that one gets skipped a little bit. I feel like, as I'm getting older, you know, sex cool, but I'm mentally drained. So I'm at a point where, like, you know, I typed on mine talking about my problems. Or, like, you ever been in the club with somebody? I don't know if you go to the club, but you ever been in the club with somebody and y'all supposed to be having a good time, and then you get caught up in a good conversation? You know what I mean? And it's like, I came here for a different reason, but somehow, some way, me and this person just, we having a real, real deal conversation about life.
Like, especially in the script club.
Yeah, nah.
I was talking to a script club, hey, you don't need to be here.
Okay. Why are you here?
There's so many other things you could be doing.
I won't lie, like, what made you start dancing? Like, how you got here? Like, nah, I don't get deep.
Then you start feeling guilty.
You start feeling guilty.
Just take the money. Just go.
I'm him, though. I'm him. Mm-hmm. I won't lie, I'm him. That's why I don't go to the strip club, though. I get in there, I start feeling bad for everybody. You feel me? I'm trying to save everybody. It don't be no good for me. But I feel like now that I'm getting older, it's just certain things that don't fulfill me no more.
Love the fucking out your soul part, because that's really what it is, right? Like, I always say when we was out here in these streets back in the 1900s, if we was feeding our ego.
Nah, mm-hmm.
That's all it is. Like, you're not feeding your soul when you out here just sleeping with a bunch of people. You really just feeding your ego. And you can't feed your ego. Your ego got a limitless appetite.
Man, listen, it's limitless. It's limitless. Especially men with men. Oh, man, we got limitless egos. So, I feel like the biggest part is, I don't know, man. I'm getting older, man.
That's a good thing.
But you're so young. You are really young.
Yeah, I'm 23.
But his mind is getting old. He's thinking differently, which is the most important thing.
Oh, you fucked up.
Oh, man.
You done ran through too many.
You see how you put the uncle voice on? You done ran through too many, young boy.
Now you want to slow down.
Let your uncle tell you how.
Now you want to slow down.
A lot of shit get, man. As you start to get older, though, man, that shit, you start to realize, like, These motherfuckers ain't no different for real. All y'all the same. Y'all all gonna turn up for a different nigga. Y'all all gonna act different when a different nigga come around.
True.
Yeah, all of y'all all the same, man.
I just, okay.
Go ahead, Nala. He said y'all. That means you too, Nala.
I feel personally attacked. I don't like that. Not everybody, man, is the same. Maybe everybody you're around is the same, man, but
it's always one nigga in this world that's gonna make that get y'all butterflies in y'all stomach, all type of shit, gonna turn all that shit around. Yeah, yes, sir. No, sir.
No.
Yeah, be it's a nigga in the world turning all that shit around, man.
I think
she treats you like, man, nigga, who the fuck is you talking about? Hey, who the fuck is you talking to? That nigga come around. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't know why the fuck y'all sitting here laughing at that. Because at the end of the day,
it's true.
I done seen it.
It's about 75%
true.
I know you don't love me. I was thinking the same thing.
I know you don't love me.
Feel me? Like, and the thing is, it's like I done seen it.
But at the end of the day, it's the same for men as well. You guys deal with a certain type of women. You might trick off more on this woman than you do with another woman. Like, I think it's just about people.
That's a Diddy song. Act bad. Act bad.
Tricking if she's worth it.
Now let me tell you.
Nigga, it's tricking.
Let me tell you the difference between men and women, though. Y'all have standards. We don't give a fuck. We don't have standards.
That's nasty, and you should.
Listen, it's
23-year-old mindset.
I
understand what you're
saying.
If they tell you some of the stories, these niggas ain't you. Listen, I got standards, but like the thing is, when I was a young nigga out here, like I ain't discriminate. You feel me?
Big, small, black, white.
Now, let me tell you. Have I not told you
if
this?
If I like you, I like
yes,
you.
Yes, you nasty.
No, that was back in the
That was old Charlamagne.
Do not put that on that man. That's the past.
No, I know.
That's the past.
Yes,
I won't lie.
Yes.
But yeah, it's like men don't, we don't really like, see, y'all hold y'all. That's why it's like, when it come to women and y'all like, and a woman fucking around, y'all actually, and I hate when women try to act like this is not true. Y'all actually have to have feelings for a nigga in order to cheat.
I'll say this.
Don't rush past that.
Y'all gotta have feelings for a nigga to cheat. Yo, we don't gotta have feelings for no female for us.
I say it all the time. Men cheat for ego. Women cheat for emo. That's what hurts men so much.
That mean I agree.
Emotion.
Emotion.
But that's what hurts men so much because I'm like, this man got into your head. This man, you gotta like this man.
Yo, listen. I'm telling you, y'all be liking niggas, like, for real. We don't be liking these girls. We just, you know what I mean? We don't be liking these girls. We just do it just because, yo, and then it's like after you get it off, we feel disgusted.
Bad, depressed, guilty.
I don't even have to say it.
You don't think that happens to women also, though?
Nah, no.
Like, you don't think we ever feel bad about some shit?
You and Day-Day ready to go on a date. Y'all ready to, you know what I mean? You like Day-Day. Nah, you texting Day-Day like, good morning. Nah, we not texting no good morning, no none of that. After that, it's over.
Go, Nala.
What? You might never hear from me again.
I don't want to make this like a gender war.
I'm just saying, it's real life.
No, but it's just, you just got to find people and meet them where they're at. Like, it sounds like the people that you meeting are just not in a good space.
Man, listen, ain't nobody in a good space.
Speak for yourself. I'm in a great place.
Listen, the whole world messed up. What's a good space today? It wasn't a good space yesterday.
You know what? I'll say this because this is one of the questions based off your lyrics because you're like, yo, what the fuck is love anyway?
Yeah.
One of the questions I was going to ask you is, what is love to you now? Because at the end of the day, you have to experience shit in order to really figure out what it is.
Love is when you'll put somebody on a pedestal. You put somebody before you. I feel like that's when you know you love a person. You'll put whatever they have going on in front of you to make them happy, even if it don't make you happy. I feel like that's what love is. So, yeah.
I don't know if that's what love is.
I see what you're saying.
The reason I say that because with the conversation we just had with Devon Franklin, he's a pastor. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He was saying how, like, you know, you got to be whole within yourself, and the other person has to be whole within yourself. Like, that person can't complete you.
Right.
Putting them on a pedestal is not going to make you, like, you shouldn't.
Right.
If it don't make you feel better, then it's really not the best thing for you. Yeah. Like, you said you got to do it in order. What'd you say? I got to put her on a pedestal?
Like putting a person before yourself. Like,
yeah. I don't think that's the way it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
I used to think that, but I don't think that's the way
part
it's supposed
love,
to work.
Well,
maybe I got to learn.
That's part love, though.
I think
maybe I gotta learn.
I think what you're trying to say is just the willingness to compromise.
Yeah,
I think that's
I feel like even with love though, man, like nobody would never find out the definition. Like, man, you would never know because everybody has their own outlook.
Yeah.
But you would put your wife before you. And I'm sure you have many times. I've had many times.
100%.
That's love.
That's love. That's part of it. That's part of it.
Yeah, that's love, man.
Go ahead, Nyla.
I'm trying to make sure that's all I got on that love convo. Cause
okay. Have you found love before?
You done fucked your head up.
I know, right? Messed you up. You all over the place now.
You sitting there thinking about everybody right now.
I don't know if I agree with
you. I would not go on a date with Day Day. Come on, man. We know what's up, man.
Have you found love before? You think you found love before? Have you ever been in love?
Yeah. Hell yeah. I love my baby mama.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't play about my baby mama. I don't lie. I don't play.
Do you think you're going to be able to be like a family unit?
Yeah.
Steph.
That's so she moved on, you wouldn't have a problem with it.
Ain't no moving on.
You said in the record, if she does, as long as he treats her right, you're okay with that.
I lied. What the fuck? You believe that shit? It's the entertainment business.
Was that the way you was feeling at the time?
Hell no, I wasn't feeling like that.
So why'd you write it and say it?
Oh, man, I lied, man. ain't no moving on, man. What the fuck? Hell no.
I thought that was very big of you.
You gonna marry her?
Yes.
All right.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, man, we already married through Bible. Yeah, that's what the Bible say, right?
Through the Bible.
I see you wearing a ring. I just don't know what fingers on. I can't tell.
Nah, that's not the wrong one.
Okay, got you.
Yeah, this is a little promise ring.
Let me clarify that real quick.
Oh, y'all got a promise ring?
Yeah, a little promise ring.
What's the promise?
Yeah.
You promised to keep your dick to yourself. Yeah. You out of town on the road.
Yeah, a little promise ring, man. You know, I can't tell y'all about probably y'all gonna be all looking right at me crazy. You know what I mean? But ain't no moving on. I don't even know why that, nah.
Well, it's a nice record.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Hey, I lied about that part, though. Oof.
Got you. Okay. Well, on God
you got
love.
You got a boyfriend?
I got a thing.
Yeah.
Is this awful?
Yeah,
is this awful?
Oh, yeah, she ain't never think nobody was gonna answer that question.
But now, if that one sees this, he's gonna be like, "What?
That's right. You better think about it. You better give a definitive answer.
We might cut this out.
You better give a definitive answer.
You got a boyfriend?
Yo. I asked the question, you answer.
Wow.
I asked the question,
I'm here. I just want to make sure I'm not the only one. You feel me? I just want to make sure I'm not the only one.
I can't stand y'all.
We here. Listen. Hey, real life, real love.
Real life, real love. Great book. Make sure you guys get that.
Make sure y'all go get it.
But, so I really like God Loves Me. Mm-hmm. But you have a line on here where you say, I don't think I'm better than no one. I think we're equal.
Most definitely.
Do you really feel like you're equal with everybody? Because, you're young. You're making a lot of money. You have a lot of success. Like,
yeah.
Do you really feel like that? And if that's the case, how do you stay humble?
I feel like everybody's successful in their own way. And I can never do what you do. I can never do what he do, or I can never do what he do. We all our own people. So I feel like, in a sense and in a way, we are equal. You get what I'm saying? I'm good at what I do. You good at what you do. That don't make me no better than you. I feel like a lot of people get blinded by the light, in a position that artists are in, or athletes, and just all these people that's in the entertainment business. I think they get blinded by the fact that, you know, like you see how invested people be in our lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
like, and it's like, why do you care? You only care because I'm where I'm at. But if this happens, because the stuff that happened with us is stuff that happened every day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, niggas cheat, niggas lie. They get in fights with their girls. That happen every day. But it's an image painted when people like us do it. That's in the entertainment business. And I think, I don't know, I just feel like we are equal. It ain't none of us no different.
You're 100% correct. We're not our things. Like show me the person that can't get sick. Show me the person that can't die. And I'll be like, that person ain't like us. He's not equal.
Not worry. He's immortal.
That's right.
Whoever that is, he's immortal. But I feel like other than that, we all the same, man. I sneeze like y'all sneeze. Whatever.
That's why you should treat everybody with the same respect. I always say I judge you based off how you treat people that can't do nothing for you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because if you don't treat the custodian the same way you treat the CEO, you ain't the type of person I want to deal
with. And the custodian been on touch more than the CEO.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. I done had a lot of people like that. Yeah.
All right, so in Villains and Heroes, I like the concept of the record. But
I like this. This is like a personal interview.
Yeah.
It's like me and you. We locked we're in. Here. Let's do it.
So, in Villains and Heroes, I like the concept of the record, but in the intro, I'm a little confused by it because it says, you know, a wise thing somebody told me was everybody hates the villain because the villain sacrificed the world to save one person and a hero will sacrifice one person to save the world. So does that mean the villain is right? Like, are you painting the picture as in, like, the villain isn't so bad?
I'm painting the picture as in I may be the villain in somebody else's story, but in your story, I might be the hero, you know? So sometimes being a villain ain't a bad thing, you know? So, like, just to break it down, they say everyone hates the villain because if you think about the villain, it's always a reason as to why they're a villain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's often behind love or not feeling loved. And the thing is, they always, no matter what happened, it's always like they want one thing back or one person back. And with the villain, it's like everybody hate the villain because the villain sacrificed the world to save one thing or one person. But with the hero, it's often like they'll let somebody die or let something happen to somebody to save the world. And in reality, it's like, all right, who really the villain? Because if you a fucking let me die, you the villain in my story.
Mm.
But to everybody else, you might be a hero. Now with you, it's like, I might be the hero in your story because at the end of the day, I'm forget everything that everybody else got going on in your story. I want to save you. And that's all it's about. So I don't mind being a villain in, in somebody else's story to be your hero. So yeah, I feel like that's what it was. If that makes sense. I know I just
no, it does.
That makes sense.
That's good POV.
I watch a lot of Marvel movies, and you can never really tell who the bad guy is. You don't know if Thanos was a hero or a villain, because what he actually wanted to do was going to help the planet.
Yeah,
go he just had to get rid of half of the population to
and
do
then,
it.
And then he had the thing with his daughter.
Yep.
Like, yeah. It's like all of that shit is deep. But you never know what are you truly. Like, are you a villain or are you a hero? Or it's either like most villains started off as heroes. I mean, so.
Or Killmonger and Black Panther.
Yeah.
Killmonger was like, I got to kill Black Panther because I need to be the king so I can get all these resources to go help black people all around the world.
Exactly.
Guys, keep in mind, Tusi got to leave in a sec. He got another.
Oh, shit.
We was late on him.
Come on, let's get through some more of these bars. I like this.
Okay, this is my last one, then I'll leave it alone. I know you got Willow on the interlude.
Yeah,
Wallow.
I said Willow. I didn't see Willow.
I said Willow. Okay. I hear no Willow smoke.
I went my head back and forth.
You got Wallow, and I love that he's on there because I like the little motivational speech that he's given because it applies whether you're going through hardship in love, work, career, whatever it may be.
Right.
But in it is when you really talked about how you kind of like fiend for your relationship with your father.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to know, like, what is your relationship with your father like, and how are you implementing like what you liked or didn't like?
I won't lie, that's my nigga. Like, that's my best friend. He a good person, and he. When I turned, that's who I had moved to South Carolina with. My dad was living in Goose Creek. When I got a certain age, you know, he moved on his own. My mom came and got me, and we just, you know, it was some years where we really ain't had no relationship. But at the end of the day, if I ever really needed him, I know he always there. So, like, no matter what, like, that's my, like, for some reason with me, it's like, and I just had this conversation with somebody the other day. When it come to blood, like, a certain type of blood, because blood, like, when it comes to blood, you got friends, and then you got friends that you treat like blood.
Yeah.
But I won't lie, I got some blood that I could never, like, love the same way that I love my friends. Like, and what I mean by that is, like, my brothers and sisters, I love my friends to death, and I look at them like brothers and sisters. But my actual brothers and sisters, like my mom, kids, we've been together so long, I don't see how people look at their friends the same way that they do their blood. Like, I could never do that, you know what I mean? So I feel like when it comes to, like, my dad and all of them, like, it's a special love. Like, no matter what they do to me, I'm always going to love them.
I definitely got friends I treat like more family than my actual blood.
I won't lie, bro. My brothers and sisters, I don't know. I just can't. Like, we done been through too much. I'm talking about full-on family versus family fights. Mm-hmm. Like for real, bottom of the bottom. I raised my sister kids while she was in prison for 3 years. My brother go to jail. We raising his kids. My brother and sister go to jail at one time. Then now it's like, it's me, my older brother, and my sister, and my mom, and we trying to figure it out every day. Okay, then, you know, Christmas time come around, my sister used to boost. I ain't never used to go without. My sister was a booster.
Killing man. Dillard's.
What?
Killing Dillard's. Everything.
I can get one of them tissues.
You get my tissue, show?
Oh, work.
But yeah, nah, like my sister was a booster or whatever. So like, I ain't never used to go without for real. So that was like, I don't know, it's a special bond, yo. Like we ain't,
yeah, it's good.
Feel me? That's
how close are y'all in age?
I don't know. I'm 23, I think it's 23, 26, 27, 23, 26, 27, 30, and 32.
So yeah, see, yeah, it's all, it's like y'all in, all kind of in the same age bracket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're my, we don't fuck around.
I like hearing you talk about your dad, because I feel like a lot of times, culturally, we kind of underestimate the impact of a dad.
Y'all got to meet him, man. Next interview, man, I'm going to bring him in here. He might fuck around coming here in like some Coogi jeans or something.
Coogi jeans.
Yeah, nah.
You know, you gotta watch the OGs like that, right? The reason why is they from a different era, and they just say wild stuff.
Yeah, nah. I would lie.
Like me and Charlamagne would never bring our dads, because there's no telling what they'll do.
Lost Corner, South Carolina.
Yo, that would be great.
I'm going to tell you a text he sent me. I ain't going to tell you what it's about.
Say it on there. Just let him say it.
Nah, I'm just gonna let you. He sent me this.
Oh, you seen it?
He told me.
He sent me this a couple weeks ago. Hold on.
Oh,
yo, my dad. I swear though. Let me see this. Look at this.
Look. Why he opened his mouth like that? Exactly. Exactly. That's the reason why.
I won't lie, yeah, that's wild.
You see what I'm saying?
The ha-ha killed it.
The ha-ha with a ha-ha.
The ha-ha killed it.
Like, my pops don't play, you know, with jeans with holes in them. Like, he don't play that. Like,
oh, nah, word?
Yeah, nah.
Nah, yeah, nah.
He's from
my
a different
dad,
era.
I don't like my dad. Different, man. My dad, I don't like my dad. Still think he like in like G-Unit and shit like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, word. I don't like my dad. Yo, my dad throw it off, though. Real, my dad throw it.
Did y'all always have a good relationship, or did you have to get to that?
Yeah, that's my nigga. Like,
okay.
Yeah, that's my nigga. Like, I don't play about pops.
So you have a close knit family, but I know you mentioned being molested. Was that within the family, or if you don't want to talk about it, it's okay?
Nah, it wasn't. Really, it was like that, like me. It was being a young nigga, like me, dealing with an older woman, and at the time not knowing it was wrong. Until I got older.
Charlamagne told you his story, because he was dealt with a similar situation.
Nah. Same exact thing. I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
Getting touched on by an older woman.
Thought it was okay.
Actually, I made her stop because I didn't like the smell of her Jerry Curl. But I realized when I
was. That's funny, but it's true. It's true.
And when I was young, I remember those little things you used to throw, the firecrackers that used to pop?
Yeah, the
poppers. So at one point, I just started throwing them at her. Like, leave me alone. Because I realized, it was my body rejecting it, realizing like, yo, this, she ain't supposed to be doing this.
That's not right.
But in my mind, it was, I didn't like the smell of her Jerry Curl. And I didn't realize until I got way older. Actually,
so I turned 18.
I was like in my 20s.
Nah, when I turned 18, that was when I found out like I wasn't even supposed to be doing that, like what I was doing. But like, I don't know. It's so weird, because it's not like I didn't like it.
Exactly.
I was just,
Lord have mercy. No, I ain't mean it like that, but that was, you're saying it. This should be telling my therapist.
I gotta tell people to laugh, because when you say Jerry Curl, people always think it's a joke.
Yo, nah, this is always think it's a joke. Because, like, that was like the little Kevin Hart damn shit. This shit is like, Lord have mercy.
It's confusing, because you do like it.
You like it.
But then you like this ain't
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
But let's get into a song off that. I know you gotta go do another interview.
Did you ever confront the person?
Nah.
Did you show up?
Do you want to?
Nah.
No.
Last time I was.
Cause I mean, God gonna deal with that. Like, hey, she did it. Like, we not gonna do that, cause God gonna handle it.
But it's a pretty common thing. Like, you don't want anybody to do that to your son.
Nah.
Or to do that to another family member.
Nah, yeah. I never. I would never want that to happen. But I just,
it's something to keep.
It's
you.
It's so.
I get you.
I think we got.
I don't want it to become a big thing.
And we got to change our approach to it, because even back then, you know, you tell somebody you was with an older woman, they cheer you
they
on.
Like, yeah, they like it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know? They like it. Like, especially for a man. I mean, for a woman, it's wrong, but with a man, it's like they look at it like, nigga, all right, good job.
That's why I say we got to change our approach. We got to tell our young sons. I don't have any sons. I got all daughters, but like, that's not right.
That's not right.
Yeah, all daughters. How many daughters you got?
Whoa. I was a big hoe, Tusi.
Oh, God.
You got four daughters, bro.
And you guys need to treat yourselves with the same standards that women are expected to treat themselves with.
Yeah.
Who's y'all guys?
Practice that narrative as well. That's at all of you.
You know me.
Make eye contact with all of you.
What y'all guys?
You guys are doing great now.
Thank you. I got four daughters.
I wasn't acknowledge that.
He was talking to my past self.
But let's get into a song. What you want to hear off the album?
Let's hear another love song, man.
Another love song. We appreciate you for joining us. Pick up his new album, Tusi.
Yes.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.